I think
it was
what?
Yeah, somewhere in Reish with Reish Chaf Hay,
Reish Chaf Hay. I think Adam Ashenosa Hashem Yisparach Ha'ishesh Nishmor, the Yerd Moshe Shema. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good place to open Midrash. Huh?
Yeah. So that's the Ubimedrash, right before the Midrash, right? So this is not atypical of the morale in Nesivos. He will. Like I told you before, the Prakim all have sort of a fairly central theme with different Hazals on it. And whenever he's switching gears, he sort of gives a caption and then goes on to a new Hazal that will say that he saw. So he says over here, Ha'adam asher nasan le'Hashem yisparach ha'oyshe, yesh lishmor shle yored m'oyshe shaloi. A person who does have oyshe needs to be very careful that a Kodesh Baruch, that he be very careful with his Oysher, and that he shouldn't lose it. Then he says that Ke Oysher Kal Hasor Moid, Lakach Tzor Lishma Atzim Yizeh. Oysher is something which is easily lost, and therefore a person needs to watch out for that. That's the Chazal is bringing. Al Kaponim, so he brings here a big medrash. Hello, are we on? I'm not quite. Hello? Is everything okay? Hello? Yeah, okay. Are we in?
My Skype. I'm also, do you want to turn off your video there? Because I'm just a bit worried that we overload the too much bandwidth that takes up. On your Skype thing, if you just do the...
Which one?
Parrot, you there? Where do I
have a Skype thing, but I don't see out of video. I have the camera, I can turn off video.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Great.
Okay, great.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess this is like Royan Esakolos to have the video on. Okay. So he says over here, he's speaking about Osha, and he says, Adam Rashosa Hashem Yisparcha Osha Yesh Lishmosh Le Yorid Me Osha Shalom. Ki Ha Osha being that the oysher is easily lost, person has to be careful about it. He brings here a very, very long chazal. He brings a chazal and he explains that left. Let's see the chazal. Over medish. Umikne ravay me ruven le god. Halacha. Shalosh matonis nivr bo'ilam. Zocha ba'atzmem not l'chenos koi lo'ilam. There are three matonis that any one of them really can include everything else. Zocha b'chachma, zocha b'koil, if you zeichen chachma, zeichen everything. Zocha b'gvura, zocha b'kol. Zocha b'oisha, zocha b'kol. Eimasai, bizman shein matonis ben ha-shamayim. Ubo'os b'koach ha-torah. Avul, v'rosi v'osha, shabosi v'dom, eina klum. V'chein shlomo, oma shafter, isi tachs ha-shemesh, kilo le-kalam ha-meirutz, o le-gibor ha-mol-chomo, v'gamlel l'chom lechem, v'gamlel l'nevoinim oisha, v'gamlel l'mchein, ki-eis u. Pega Yikras Kula. That is the end of the Chazal over here. He is going to explain all the bits and pieces over here, but he's also going to speak about the thing that he started out before, about the things that are easy to lose. In other words, the first three in Yonim are that each one of these is called everything. And the next one is Amos and his man sing La Torah La Shemayim. Ubas the Koha Torah. Those are sort of the caveats for what he said before. So he says like this: Ubi Azeh Kimatone Shem Ba'Olam Hem Sholosh Ha'Achas Udava Shu Sichli VuBilti Gashmi Kimo Achochma Shu Udava Sichli VuBilti Gashmi. So he says Chazal here are dividing the world of Matanis into three very different Matanis. There's one which is Kulei Sichli, that's Chochma. Vasheni Udava Shu Hefer Ze Shu Gashmi Legami Kimo Ya'Oisha She'Ein Ha'Oisha Rak B'Kinyan Magashmi. So, Oisha is physical in Yonim. Vashlishi hu dovo shu kol mishneim ke gvur shabarim hu koach ha-nefesh. Ve'en koach ha-nefesh hu nidro legamri kemo shu ha-seichel, av hu koach sha-omid v'guf odem mutba bo, ulefikach hu kol mishneim. So the chaluka itself is a chaluka that he always gives. It's a chaluka between the Sichli, the Gufni, and the Inyanim that are what we would call, I don't know, emotion, I guess, or drives, ambitions of a person, things of that nature, which are sort of straddle the two. One assumes, for instance, anger, fury, passion, all of these things. We assume that they're more than the guf. It's a koach that's not quite in the guf. A lower animal, does not have it. On the other hand, it's not quite seichel. We imagine that in Olam Haba, the koach ha-sichli will be there, because koach ha-sichli is what it's all about. Tzadikim yoshev tasev rasheim. But we don't imagine anger or passions or ambition or anything of that nature has a makom there. It's something that sort of straddles the two worlds. It's also, in many ways it has an overlap with Chumri, the fact that it is affected by the world outside in some way. Pure Seichel and Das is not affected by the world, whereas emotions and passions are affected by the world. And so we have these different inyanim. So it's part and parcel of when we feel our passions rising, we have a sense of our goof. A person gets very upset about something, a person gets very inspired by something. There's a sort of the heart beats, the person sweats, there's some sort of physical reaction. That is not the case by Seichel. When the seichel is at work, usually the guf is sort of in mishutak. It's sort of not really reacting. The kasher adam zeicher beechad elu zocher bekulam. Why? B'mash elu shlosh chalokim himischabrim yachad. Or bekoach echad uakol kim sheyavshul zulosay. Lekach kol echad nechshav akol. Lechenim zeicher beechad kilo zocher bekulam. So he says that these different kohos are attached to each other. These different kohos, being that a person's own guf has all three kohos together, and therefore, if any one of these kohos, if a person has any one of these kohos, he will have the other ones as well. So,
why should that be, Rav Lapiansky? I don't understand.
Well, let's take the simplest mashal. If I have a large package, wherever I pull it, it'll pull the rest of it with it to some degree. We'll see soon, but in any part of it, Lechura, if a person, he's going to say in a minute that this is only true within a certain structure, and we'll see it in a second, and then maybe it'll be easy. Let's see the next piece, and then the next few sentences, then we'll see, we'll explain it. There's a caveat here. It says, "Emosai bizman shein matonis min hashemayim uboos bekoach haTorah, avod v'rosei v'asher shel bas v'dom eino klum." So he says like this. "V'ama emosai zanshu min hashem isparuch uboos bekoach haTorah, ki kol oylam nivra b'torah k'mashbarim mokim achar. Shatzoloi mekat Torah hi seida Hashem isparuch uboos sidas oylam. Because Bully Echabim Bekoyah Torah, who has said the Shesan Bach, Shall Zenas Ashbach Hakbo, Laze Gvurov, Laze Aisha, the Koldova Shuka say the Yeshla Kium, the Koldova Shetsman has said of Wishon in Lakium. So he says like this. The point that he's making is they all have to come mitzad Koyah Torah, meaning as follows. And here he uses a point that he says many times, that Torah is a Seder Olam. Let's take an example in a different area. Let's say we speak about commercial development of a place. So we say a place that is well developed has in itself a lot of stores, a great transportation to get there, a supply line, an easy supply line, etc., etc. The tendency is that each one brings the other. If you have a transportation hub, you tend to develop a mall around it. If you have a mall that's very popular, you tend to add roads to it. And being that if you have elements that are connected, then one will affect the other as well. So in yonim that a person finds in the kesha, so lamashal, when it's not in Torah, so the person has passions of X nature, the person has chachma of Y nature, the person has oisha of another nature. If it's not within the realm of Torah that the person is finding it in the realm of Torah, then the person is not going to go from one to the other because they really are not connected. Torah is a mahalach where a person who's learning is going to feel the shortcomings of his performance in mitzvahs. The person who's performing in mitzvahs is going to feel the lack of commensurate feelings and regish to go with it, and av and yira and so on. A person has tremendous av and yira will feel his lack of knowledge about a Kaddish Baruch Hu and his lack of maisim. In other words, all the different aspects of Torah come together. So on the one hand, we can divide Torah into three halakim. There's the olam ha-maisa, in other words, the mitzvahs maisis, the asiyah maisis. There is the world of avodas Hashem, ur'av and yira, and all the mitzvahs sichlias. And there's the world of Torah, which has in itself the sichlias of Torah. So if a person taps into any one of these three things, then the person gets the other ones as well also. Whereas, for instance, you see it in the world, a person who is tremendous, he's in music or arts, doesn't particularly have a desire, or in any sense a need to engage in the sciences. It's different. A person who's in business doesn't feel the need to engage in music or sciences. He may be a musician also. But it's really, really very, one does not lead to the other or feed the other in any way necessarily. In the world of Torah, if we see a person is very, wherever a person's entrance way might be to the Olam Avodah, it will inevitably lead him to at least catch up in the other worlds, to be mashed in the other worlds. So he says, the Chol Davar Shuk Seida So he says like this. This all is true. Rotsav Kapteru said Hashem's Baruch Hu Basir Esaylon. Because Boloi Echad Mem Bekoyach HaTayra Hu Aseida Shesida Hashem's Baruch Hashem Lazer Hashem's Baruch Chachma Nesagru Lazer Hashem Aisha. The cold of a say the yesh loikium, the cold of a shuyotsman said it was shunny in lakium. The lochain, kasha hang la odom it's an atzma, shall be koyhe gilazer, the ease of a set of sparach, cold of a say the shinib in lakium. So now he's talking about a second part over here, and he's explaining the following. Anything, when we say that something came from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it means that the thing itself, this is what it's supposed to be, and things that are supposed to be in a certain way tend to be that way. It's just like you get a sense when you work in any system whether you're going against the grain or with the grain of it. So the klal is, even if you succeed in pushing something against the grain of something else, that's only going to work for some time. It's not going to work, it's not going to stay that way, because it's against the grain. So he says, so if these matanis are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he says, then they have a kiyum. If not, not. In both nekudos, you know, as the Maral puts both nekudos together, that Torah is a Seh Hashem Yisrael Pasidus Olam, and therefore each, whatever you zokh to one, you zokh to the other, that's one nekuda. And then also the cholosh gesed is to kiyum, the kodom shetzman said it was shani in the kiyum vishinu. So in other words, when a person is, whenever a person's chachma, whatever it is engaged in Torah, and that brings the other parts or whatever the person finds, that has a kiyum because it's something that is part of a certain seder ha'ilam. A person is entitled to say those inyanim within Torah are the natural part of the world. When a person undertakes a certain behavioral mode that's extraordinary, we say to ourselves, it's not going to last. So let's give a mashal, I guess. If a person were to, let's say the Torah hadn't been given, and a person were to engage in Hilchos Nida himself, in other words, he would do it. It's something that couldn't last because it has no rhyme or reason to itself. It's not something that's natural anyway. Torah itself is a certain natural Seder, and therefore it can last. When it says people make a mistake, it says Drocher Darchi Noam, Chozim Asa Sholem, and it's halachic entity Darchi Noam because different yanim are about the yibum midasha from it, about what's a lulav and so on. But Drocher Darchi Noam means it's a pathway. It's something that has a mahalach within itself, that it can become a person's nature. It can become natural to a person. And that's why it can have a kiyum. So therefore, all these inyanim, if it's not coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not natural to the person. It says, so all these inyanim, when a person got it himself, that's not a shvach to the person, because it hasn't been mitzvah to the person. V'amah kim b'zeis yishal ha-mishal ha-haskel de oisi kloima, ki k'ashem maskel b'de oisi ha-mishal v'zehu kor v'l Hashem Yisbarach v'dobak boi, k'ashem ma k'ashem Yisbarach, v'zehu tachlis ha-tzav sa-odom k'ashem Hashem Yisbarach. V'lefikach k'ashem elu matonis hemin Hashem Yisbarach ha-shem sidi l'odob ha-zeh, gam ki kir Hashem Yisbarach k'ashem sed olay ki noisi matonis elu, אז נחשב כאילו זוכר בכל אלו כולי. ויש אדם זה כאילו. I want to talk about this a second. Then he says, let's finish the last few lines. ואויד, כי כאשר אין לו המיילס של מצד סדר השם יש פרח, when a person doesn't have it מצד סדר השם יש פרח, הדוב הזה נחשב תוספס. The whole Tosefos of Kinatul Dami. Anything that's not coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Tosefos, and which is, it's an appendage, and appendages slough off. The appendages are doomed to fall off, because an appendage means it's not the thing itself, and it's not naturally part of it, and it falls off. I want to talk about this a little bit. The before Matan Torah, and one of the inyanim that is spoken, one inyanim that's discussed about is, what was the point of the gilui of Matan Torah? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to come down and Har Sinai with a big fanfare and be megala and speak? Lamaisa, Torah was already pretty much nizgala. The Rambam says Avraham Avinu did some, and Yitzchak added some more, and Yaakov added some, and and so on. It could have come with an installment plan, like it was done before. It could have been given through Nevi'im, and so on. We talk about Maimon Har Sinai. So certainly, the Inyan of Emunah, that this became something that left no doubt, and all of those Inyanim are true. But those are a sort of practical considerations. It's a kind of, you need to do it this way so that people don't forget about it, so people don't deny it, so that people don't argue about it. Beseder, it's correct that this might become part of the Metzius, but you know, it's something that can be shaken. But it's hard. But currently you have to say that it's more than that. That it's something which is, this is the way Torah had to be given, this is Metzias, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, he said, Asar HaDibris. Could HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have come down and sort of dropped the Sefer Torah off? The whole Maimon Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to us. What's it all about? So, let's give an example, sort of a mashal. Imagine that I'm living in America. Not imagine, I am living in America. And someone comes along to me, and he says, "I'd like you to make Aliyah to Israel. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's great, etc., etc. Wonderful." So. But you want to prepare yourself, so start speaking Ifrit, do hachshara someplace, and find yourself some farm and do hachshara. I'm dating myself to the 30s, but okay, that's the marshal. And maybe wear a koma temple, kind of. I'm really, really doing something very alien. It's weird. It's strange. Why in America would I speak Ifrit? Would I do this or that? But I'm doing it because I would like to move on to a different place. Let's take a second example. Let's say a person is moved to Israel, to Israel in 1800, and his vision and his dream is to make this into a Jewish state. And he pushes to introduce Ivrit and working on farms and on everything that the Zionist movement introduced. And I do it with vengeance. I really do it, push it really hard. That's a very different Bahala. So now, what I'm trying to do is create this as a natural part of society, of life in Israel. What I'm trying to accomplish is that this become a viable Mahala. Nevuah is the understanding of things beyond us. So we ask a higher person, Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. They saw a world beyond our world. They realized that world was by far a nobler world, and b'meila they sort of ascribed themselves to that Metzius. This is where their Metzius is. So be'etzim, it's alien to this world. It's not, it has no makom in this world, And it can never really become root in this world because it is alien. So I can force people to do things that are alien to them, but it always requires an ongoing pressure. That's the klal of gadol. Something which is alien to a person, he's going to have to be pressured, constant pressure to do it. That is the tzura of Torah before Maimon Har Sinai. So, nature in this world is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke by Bereishis, and from that point onwards, nature is whatever we see around us, and some people are able to see beyond nature. They're able to see a metaphysics of something that is from a different metzias that they can be shayach to. Maimon Har Sinai was what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. Ve'er Hashem Lahar means he brought down the metzias to this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dibur in this world means that these ideas are a metzias in this world. They're not. In this world, true, there is a duality of metzias. You can have a physical reality and a spiritual reality. So if a person wants to, he can sort of bury himself in beer and booze and whatever and games and just, you know, not be shaykhed out of the metzias, and he is part and parcel of the physical world. But if he wants to become an ish ruchni, an ish Torah, then it's not the pshat he's always doing things that are strange or alien. There's a world like that. And he finds a world within this world that is a ruchnistic world. So he's not shooting for the stars, but he's really, really bringing the akmetzis in this world. Maimon Har Sinai means that the metzias of Torah came into this world and became part of this metzias. It's not a person can or cannot be shaykh to it, but if he's shaykh to it, that becomes a metzias. And that's it's an alternate way of looking at the entirety of the world, and all the bits and pieces fit into that. The fact that the Torah uses l'shoynus of shemim asakolos, the re'ia, the shmia. All of those inyanim means that the maimed had some kesher with Klal Yisrael's perception of what things are, and from Maimon Har Sinai onwards, the Torah is a seder ha'olam. Now, there are chazalim that speak a lot about Torah being difficult to attain and easy to lose. Chazal bring a pasuk, Gemara Chagiga, lo yachena zahav uschuchis, gold and glass are beyond are way below the price of Torah, which murasa klipas. So Gemara says, what's zahav uschuchis? Zahav is valuable because it's hard to attain. Schuchis is valuable because it's easy to break. In other words, they are precious. One because it's hard to find, the other one because it's hard to retain. So Chazal say these are divrei Torah that they're kosher to be koina like zav, and they're kal to break like schuchis. So that means that even in this world, Vasher Husham, there is a default metzias. It's like when you have, it's like when you have on a computer, there's a default setting, and then you have to set it to something else if you want to set it to the other thing. So even today, the default setting in Olam Hazeh is Olam Hazeh. It's in Yanim Kufniyim, and that's what there is. Anything other than Yanim Kufniyim are things that are not easy. It's not the default setting. So when we say that Torah is also Metzius in this world, it does not mean that it's an equal choice for us. The Chavos Avavos, when he speaks about why we have such a hard time with Yetzer Hara, he brings different things. You know, and some are obvious. A person is born very physical. Our default setting is our first senses are physical. They're most visible to us. The eyes, the ears, the nose, everything perceives the physicality around us, and we need to really sort of use our heads and minds for the ruchnis. But once we do that, then we have the staying power. The Avos went and they were Megayer people, but it dissipated. It couldn't stay around because it wasn't part of Seder Ha'olam. They were Yechidim, and they were preaching the truth, but it was a truth that wasn't Shayach to be part of the world. It could never become part of the world, and therefore the Nefesh HaShasu just dissipated. Once you have Matan Torah, so now you have a Hechatimtza for people to stay around. It's because there's an Ummah.
A quick question.
Yes.
Did the Ummah start at the time of the Shvatim and then it had a queue?
Okay. Good point. What I was about to say was, it started in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shvatim themselves were the skeleton of the Ummah. On the world stage, only nations count. Nothing else counts. So we did not become a Metzius until people in this world are flukes. That each single person is a Yachid. It doesn't have a Metzius. The only thing that has a Metzius in this world is an Ummah, and until we didn't become an Am, we didn't have the Metzius Kayemis of this world. We were a strange entity. The Gemara says Hayem Azen Yesel La'am. The pasuk in Dvarim, and he said, "Haskesus Ma'aseh Hayem Azen Yesel La'am LaShem Elokecha." The creation of Klal Yisrael was with Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimon Har Sinai, and the Shvatim beforehand were the hard core of it. But they were not the Ummah in itself, within itself. That wasn't what it was. So all these things came parallel. Becoming an Ummah, having a Torah, it's also, I want to explain another Nekuda. The Rambam goes at great lengths to be Masbir that when Torah was given, a Navi does not have any power to pasken any halachas whatsoever. It's something which is chayav misa if he tries to. If he claims that Kosh Baruch told him halacha, it's chayav misa. By the Rambam, it's a very, very, very big point in his introduction to Pirshas Mishnayos. It goes only to chachamim. Now, for practical reasons, there's always a practical reason. If you have Levi'im come every and always telling us halachas, we'd have a lot of problems, a lot of Levi'i Shekel, a lot of this, a lot of that. But the Rambam also says, Leiba Shemayim Hi, you're not allowed to believe that any part of Torah was left in Shemayim. Leiba Shemayim Hi means we can't believe that there are bits and pieces that weren't given. That's by him, that's how he understands the Shemayim. So the pshat that is the way we're understanding it. If any time I give something, anything that needs a constant dictates, constant instructions, means that what I have is not a complete system within itself. Let's give an example. When I tell somebody, I want you to do X, that person has enough information really to be able to do X, even if it requires many bits and pieces. But if I give them points of instruction without telling what the goal is, and I just tell them do this, but not create X or create Y. If I tell a person I want you to manufacture a car, so those instructions contain enough information for all the details in it. But if I tell the person, bring me the piece of metal, rivet this over here, screw this to that, then the person does not have an idea because I haven't given him the entirety of it. Giving Torah wasn't many commandments. Torah, first and foremost, is a tzura of what the world ought to look like. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had required ongoing instructions milamala that tells me then that the Torah I have is nothing more than many commandments bound together in a book, but not an entirety of a different mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Leva Shemayim means you have everything you need in here. It's very interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu died, they forgot the 3,000 halachas, and they were machzir on the pulpuloi. That means within everything I need is within the framework of Torah. It's not just a mila and a shevach about how wonderful Torah is. It's a deher that Torah is the klal or the kula. Torah is the entirety of everything because it's a seder ha'olam. It's a mitzias. It's not just instructions for people to be better than the mitzias, but it's to create a different mitzias than the mitzias that we have. So that's why it's true that mitzias is harder. It's hard to acquire it. It's not the default mitzias, and it's always easier to slip back to the default mitzias. That's the nature of these things. A person's default setting is the physical, so a person slips back to it. But lemaisa, when a person is going al derech haTorah, it's a derech. Torah is ikri derech. It's a world that links together and has its own self-realization. One of the phenomena that you find many times, people become frum, become bali tshuva. It's for many people coming in and taking a look at it and seeing the world as it is, the Torah as it is, it's alien, it's strange. But a very important part of it is that many people just feel they naturally slip into it. It's a comfortable world. It reinforces itself. It doesn't need. He doesn't keep looking at the non-firm person and saying, okay, I'm doing this better than you because Torah told me this. I'm doing this better than you. It's as if the Torah world justifies itself and the pieces come together. That was the mile of Mount Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah here. He brought it down here, and as a service of Dibris, became kolos as significant as the Sarim Amar. It may be more hidden. It might not be the first one to pop up in a person's imagination or senses. It might take time, but the mice, at the end of the day, there is that world, and that world can become a person's kinyan. So Divrei Torah are easy to lose, the Maharal says, because of that they're not natural to the world. But the one thing that we do have matar is that the Pekach Baruch Hu gave us, that's what he says over here, if we have all these matanis mikoyach haTorah, then they have staying power because Torah is a Seder. So within the context of Torah, a person who's a Shema Torah Mitzvahs, the davening reinforces the learning reinforces the chesed reinforces the dignity of the Mitzvahs. the things come together. The person feels that there's a part of Shlomo, one is Mashiach, and therefore he's therefore each one helps the other one stay in its place. Okay, any questions? Okay, so next week is Shavuos, so I guess best term 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos and good Yom Tov.
And good Yom Tov. Okay.
Good Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.